play Love This Life, man. He's not really into all that you know, Incredible Hulk shit, man. Where my man T.I. at, man? Yo, Tip, where you at, man?
What's going on, big dog?
You all right, man?
Nah, man, the phone must have dropped or something, man. I ain't even talking to me. What the business here?
What's going on, son? I mean, you're doing it very well out there. Congrats on the second season, man. T.I. and Tiny, man. That's a good look right there, man.
Man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Ain't nothing to it, man. We all just, you know, they're getting people a view inside our lives, and, you know, and the kids is celebrities now, so we
are into
that.
How's it feel, man? You got to control, like, all, you got, like, five to control now. Like, how you going to do that, man? Everybody's a star in the whole world.
It's definitely six.
Oh, six now? Yo, man, you ain't playing, man. Guys,
hey, man, it's a blessing, man. I ain't tripping off of it. It's all good, man. They enjoying themselves. They, you know, having their moment. So you know, and it's all in the name of the family.
I knew it was a hit because, you know, and not only do I love watching it, but it's different. And it's, like, funny. And, you know, it shows another side of you where everybody keeps watching you, like, the hardcore T.I., the T.I. that's in situations. It's like, this is the real T.I., you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that was one of the main reasons that we decided, you know, that it was time to do something like this, so it was appropriate, because it was so much just speculation, so much conversation going out about what people think and yeah, what people assumed. So I figured, man, you know, it's about time to give people some real clear, concise understanding.
Well, Kanye West didn't holler at you for having Taylor Swift on the show, man. Kanye, yo, why you got that girl on your show, man?
I think Ye and her, they good now.
Yeah, they're good. How's it to fuck with her, man? That's kind of cool that you have a relationship with Taylor Swift, man. That's like so left field.
I mean, man, she a real talented, just yeah, sweet girl, man. You know, she reached out, and it was really what we had in common more so than anything was just, you know, the music.
Mm, yeah, so exactly.
That brought us together, and her attitude, and just, you know, meeting her, seeing how cool she was, you know, that made it easier to rock with her.
Yeah, there's no what do you call it, the generic like superstar versus superstar, where, you know, you come to my show, please, because there's more of a relationship there than you just going there because she's Taylor Swift and you're T.I., vice versa.
It started like that, you know, yeah. But after you get there, you know, once you get there, it can go one or two ways. It can go, oh, okay, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, all right, cool. I did what you know, I'm gone. But, you know, after you get there, you just, you know, she really, I guess, she surpassed all my expectations as far as her attitude and as far as just her being a cool cat.
Yeah. It's DJ Ooh-Kee-Kee, the Hollywood Show. Future, he's about to come up next. I heard y'all killed it the other day, man. You came out on stage and ripped the fire. That shit was amazing, man. Why? Can you speak on that?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's A-Town, man. He's A-Town. So, one of my main intentions when I came home was to make sure that the A-Town was put back on the platform that we've known for it to be on. And no one man can do that. You know, that comes from us collectively, man, unifying and supporting one another in the name of the city. So, you know, him and Rocco and
Jeezy, everybody Young, was there?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Young. And you know what I'm saying? Just everybody just came out in support of someone who has become very important to the city, you know? So it was about showing love to the town by way of Future that evening.
The Magic being a big hit out there, the reaction was crazy, of course. I don't know why I'm asking, but it must have been chaos when you performed Magic, man.
Well, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We don't go bananas about that anywhere. We could have, you know what I'm saying? We could have been in Timbuktu. They're going to go bonkers about that.
Shout out to Jeezy. I had Jeezy here 2 months ago promoting his album, and it was around All-Star Weekend. And I could have sworn you told me you busted his ass on the court, but he was like, nah, T.I. didn't tell you that, man. I don't know.
Did you say what?
I mean, you and him was going one-on-one one time, man. You and Jeezy on the court, man. There was some basketball shit y'all were doing. And then I think
hell no, I think don't play no damn basketball.
Damn, it was a human. Damn, man.
Oh, what? Hell no, that wasn't me.
Man, no rivalries again.
Hey man, what? Hey man, lighten up on that cup, man.
Hey, off top, I'm bossed up. You ain't talking money, don't.
The A-Town 2, man, was on stage. What's up with that, man? What's your point on that? That hologram thing. Everybody's talking about it.
Hey, man, I think it adds to the experience of a show, man. And I just think it's technology used to benefit the consumer when they come to a concert.
Wait, were you shocked when you first saw it? Like, what was your reaction? Like, you were like, oh, shit. Fuck out of here.
Basically, yeah. Shit moment. Yeah. I'm really thinking, well, wait a minute. If I could get this same technology to perform in three cities at one time, then that's another stream of revenue. I could do six shows in one night in six different places.
That'd be ill, right?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
I see fucking T.I.'s hologram at Madison Square Garden.
I might not be able to charge the same amount for all six shows. However, I'm sure I could get something going.
Oh, my
so
God.
I started calculating in my mind, man. The hustle in me just started calculating and plotting and planning.
Yo, this guy, T.I. T.I. is the businessman. Speaking of a business, can we get into business right now? Let's get into the Iggy record. You don't mind if I blast this off and we come right back and we talk about Iggy, man, and Chipmunk?
Let's get that going. Murder business.
This shit is serious right here, and I got to talk to you about her. So let's get into this. I'm going to blast it like 100 times. So everybody out there, 1-888-SHAVE-45, and you're very simple, right? The Twitter is @TIP.
That's it.
And we're going to get it cracking, man. @DJ Who Kid, let me press the button right here. Let's keep it going, man. And, of course, murder business, man. Can we talk about Iggy, please, man? Like, what made you, like, pick her? Or now you got a female, amongst your rap situation right now.
I mean, man, it was really her charisma, man. Her charisma and her style, the way she presents herself in such a stylish manner, you know. It really spoke volumes to what people can do, what this genre of music can do. It transcends regions and countries and races and color. It's like this culture, man, is strong.
Yeah.
And I can really see it in her swag, man, that she's really influenced by the culture, and her charisma carries her the rest of the way.
She showed herself on that fucking murder business, though, man.
She ain't about no games, no.
What do you think about her being on the cover of XXL, man? That's a big look for her, huh?
I thought it was well-deserved.
Yeah.
I thought it was well-deserved, man. I think it's, it was about time to put a female on there, and I think she's the hottest one doing it right now on the freshman level. So I felt that it was appropriate.
And, comparing her, like, I mean, you know, a lot of people will compare her to, like, the Nicki Minaj's and even the other chick, Azealia Banks and all that, like.
I try not to get into comparison because that's trying to say that you expect for two people or three people to be doing the same thing if you are comparing them. And the people who are the best at what we do, man, are individuals. You know, they have to have some individuality. So if you have individuality, then that makes you impossible to be compared to, because there can only be one of you. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you got two people just attempting to sound alike, then you could compare the two.
Like, do you make her nervous in the studio? Like when she's writing. Like, do you make her nervous?
Nah, she make me nervous.
Get out of here, T.I. Come on, man.
I don't know what the hell she gonna say. I'm trying to figure out what the hell she gonna say.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's crazy.
Man, Shawty ain't got no, she ain't got no safety on that trigger on. She just foul.
Yo, man. What do you think about the Eve thing? Like, you know, her saying she don't, was that like out of context or? It was just her speaking to something.
I really don't know anything about like blog gossip
and
that kind of stuff, man. I think that's, excuse my language, that's bitch shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I stay true to the guy code. You know what I'm saying? And I do what men do. That's,
you know, that's feminist. I love it when you talk like that, man. You're going to make me go by, you know, you're going to make me go crazy right now, man. Word up, man. DJ, the Hollywood Shuffle. Everybody's on my show. I got T.I., just in case you just tuned in right now. And, of course, the future, her best friend is A$AP Rocky. Is that in the future, like A$AP coming in to the picture? Like, you know, you, A$AP, and Iggy?
Champ, listen, man, I don't know anything about no relations and
No banging or nothing. I'm talking about music wise. No, I
don't know what they. I don't. I mean, I reached out to A$AP for my stuff. You okay. know what I'm saying? On my own to work with me, man. So
that's hot.
I relates into that. I have no. You know, I don't really have no perspective on that.
Definitely. And, of course, the UK, which is a big market to me. I'm well aware of it. Chipmunk, man. That is crazy right there. I've known him for years, and then I'm just so happy now he's under your guidance. What's up with Chipmunk, man, for the UK that's tuning in right now?
Right on, man. Chip is an extremely accomplished artist over in the UK, man, and he's had numerous number ones and
hell yeah
albums, and, you know, he's, you know, now looking to bring his talents over here, man, to our great territory of the United States, and I'm looking to assist him in that domination.
And of course, you know, and vice versa, man. Like when you go out there and you come out with, you know, with a UK artist, man, that's like real love, man. That's organic right there. That's going to be sick. I want to be at the first show when you do at the Wembley, like T.I. and the Wembley. Like I need to be there to see that, man.
I'm in, you know, just let me know what color we wearing.
And finally, Trey the Truth, man. Like, you know, the future with him, man. That's a legend right there. I've known him for like 100 million years. Trey the Truth, man. Like,
right.
Where did that come about?
Man, Trey, he's always been, you know, we always stayed in touch with one another outside the music, you know, and always have been in support of one another's campaigns, and the opportunity arose for us to work together. And, you know, we both thought that it was about time, and, you know, we both thought that we could contribute to one another's campaigns. So
yeah.
We decided to do that.
Am I going to be hearing you on some screwed up shit like T.I. and Screwed Up Records, man?
Hey, man, you never can't tell what you might be hearing. You never can't tell, man.
And speaking of Trouble Man, man, you got a final date on that? Or is it official?
Man, it's going to be late. It's going to be late summer, but okay. It's coming though.
All right, man. You know, I'm just so happy you know, you took your time to call in. You know, this all-star status here. You know, you got Lou Ferrigno coming up here, man. Incredible Hulk, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate the time, champ.
I love you, man. You get unlimited spins up here, so I don't even have to tell you. You probably know, but this is your show. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, that was... And speaking of Trouble, man, I mean, I got to run that single one time.
Oh, of course.
Two times.
I got you, man.
Five times.
I got you. You don't have to count, man. You don't have to
numbers,
do nothing,
man. Numbers are nonsense, you know what I'm saying? Just do it till it feel right.
Exactly, man. Let's keep it organic, man. We only play hot shit up here, and I only interview fucking hot motherfuckers, man. No losers. So don't call me today, please, man. I know T.I. Bitches call me now. Give me your wet mouth. I'm ready. 1-888-J45.